234, I'm about at south of 6th and Taylor heading northbound.
Hey, 234, how can I help you?
I don't know who sent me the message to watch my signals. Am I in trouble or I'm not quite sure what happened?
I'm not sure either. Somebody else must have sent you that message, but most of the time those are just friendly reminders, so I think you're okay. Just whatever the message said, bear that in mind, okay?
Okay, I'm just confused. I was so for constructive criticism, but I have no idea what I even did. I don't know if it was like a wrong bus or something, but I'm just going to go ahead and take the advice, and if it was something else, they would like talk to me, right? If it was really important.
Yeah, probably. Is it a long message or a short one? You want to read it to me? We can maybe figure it out.
All it just says is to watch your signals, and I was coming up a division, and because of the road covered ice and snow, I probably grazed through the light, but it was green when I approached it, so, I mean, and I even, like, tooted my horn a couple times. I know that's probably what they're talking about, but, like, also I don't know what else that's supposed to do, because I know I can't slam on the brakes, and there was nobody at the intersection. He was the road supervisor, I don't know if it was he or she. They were coming down 7th, so they probably saw me. But I get that, but in the snow and ice, I also don't know what they prefer me to, like, slam on the brakes or, you know, I understand, but I just was curious for any more feedback, but it sounds like it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, so that's just a friendly reminder message, and pretty much all they're getting at is you don't want to go into a green light when it's been green for a while, so they call that a stale green. So if you're like looking at the intersection and you see the light and it's been green for several minutes, chances are it's going to go red and you probably should just plan on stopping, even if it's still green by the time you get there. It's perfectly fine to stop at a green light when you know it's going to go red or yellow in a couple seconds. So that's probably all they mean, just to kind of use more caution and maybe have that in your mind a little more, you know? So, yeah, I get it, and not a big deal, it sounds like.
Okay, I understand. I guess it's just because of the snow and ice, I feel like some of those rules are kind of out the window because, yeah, just stopping on hills is kind of spooky right now, but I appreciate your feedback. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good day out there. 1633.